Chapitre 10, Study Guide. In this chapter, we'll talk about dogs and study dog-related vocabulary. Pets make a good subject of conversation, so make sure you memorize all the useful vocabulary in the text. Note also all the linking words, which are really useful when you're telling a story. Soudain, tout d'un coup, dès que, d'ailleurs, et voilà. Bref, as well as body positions. Assis, debout, allongé. Colloquial, to sip on. Siroter. Newcomers. Les nouveaux venus. Distrust. La méfiance. Drool. La bave. To have enough of something, to be fed up. En avoir assez. Interjection. Doesn't really translate, but could be right. Hein? A dog breeder. Un éleveur. Behavior. Le comportement. A toy stuffed animal. Une peluche. Une prune. Watch out for this one. Une prune is a plum. Un pruneau is a dry prune. Kind of a plum. Small, yellowish brown and very juicy. Yum. Une mirabelle. Pit. Un noyau. To limp. Boiter. To get worse. S'aggraver. Irregular verb. To whine. Used for dogs and people alike. Geindre. To put an animal down. Faire piquer un animal. Pet. Un animal de compagnie. And no, we don't have a shorter word. Devoted. Dévoué. Neigeait, lançait. Just a reminder that verbs in GER and CER take a E and a C with a cédilla in imparfait to keep the right stem sound. A cabin, a typical Swiss-style mountain house made of wood. Un chalet. To slay. Faire de la luge. To burst out laughing. Éclater de rire. To wander off. S'éloigner. A stretch, an area. Une étendue. Laying down. Allongé. Disoriented. Confused, as in not knowing where you are. Désorienté. Usually means to flow for water. With time means to go by. S'écouler. Si plus adjective, que ça. This is a way to reinforce the adjective. It translates as that. L'eau n'était pas si profonde que ça. The water was not that deep. Idiom, literally to have foot, to be in shallow water, to be able to stand and touch the bottom as your head is above water. Avoir pied. Bruise. Un bleu. Shiver. Un frisson. It's a way to reinforce the possession. Translates as our own Médor. Notre Médor à nous. Adjective, tout plein. A colloquial way to say very. Il était gentil tout plein. He was very sweet, plenty sweet. Pet name for your pet dog. Un chien-chien d'amour. Smart. Futé. Colloquial, tomcat, big, often male, cat. Un matou. To taunt. Narguer. Fierce growl. Un grognement féroce. Usually to scream. For an animal, to owl. Hurler. However, on the other hand. Par contre. This adjective can mean several things. Soft to the touch. Mild in taste. Here it means gentle. Doux. Douce. To whip. Fouetter. Slang, to steal. Normally, this means to sting or prick. Piquer. To dig up. Déterrer. To train an animal. Dresser un animal. To tackle someone. Coller quelqu'un au sol. Intentionally. Intentionnellement. Se sauver versus sauver quelqu'un. Se sauver usually means to run away. To escape. Sauver quelqu'un means to save someone from harm. To hunt, to chase. Chasser. Kibbles. Les croquettes.